the ever-increasing one. The Paraclete was not sent to lift his people into an initial glorious euphoric experience, filled with holy ecstasy, and then leave them and let them fall into an ever-declining morass of discouragement. He was not sent to lead a believer into a life that falls ever lower from its initial spiritual zenith. His coming would not be like the sun that glows in the inimitable beauty of sunset, then falls into the darkness of the long night. To the contrary, the Comforter purposed an ever-increasing glory, an ever-increasing faith, an ever-increasing love, and an ever-increasing development as his people live their life on earth with the always-present Comforter. I read in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18, "But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory as by the Spirit of the Lord." He desired his disciples to have an ever-developing relationship and fellowship with the Paraclete who would come to abide. It is written that the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Proverbs 4:18. God planned that his works and dealings would be progressive and increase according to his people's development. He ordained that the Paraclete would change his people by sanctifying them and developing their spiritual growth and understanding. He would not complete his work in them instantaneously, but would, by daily ministrations, cause growth and development to progress from one glory to another yet more glorious. Jesus said that the Holy Spirit would never leave his disciples. He did not say that his disciples might not choose to abandon the one that came to abide forever. If the lust of the flesh draw the eyes of a disciple away from him, and if the ears become too dull to hear his soft voice because he is out of sight and out of hearing, then such a one might feel that the Comforter abandoned him. The dove is a symbol used to represent the Holy Spirit. This particular bird is extremely sensitive, alert, and very easily frightened. It is an animal keenly and ever vigilant. At the slightest noise or movement that alarms or makes it feel uncomfortable, the dove takes flight. It will fly away to a safe distance and keep watch from there. If the Comforter is made to feel too uncomfortable by unholy things, too insupportable for him, he then withdraws his presence and the consciousness of his abiding no longer remains. This withdrawal is a red light of warning to the soul. The loss of his presence is a sure sign that something caused him to feel too uncomfortable. He hath withdrawn himself to a more tolerable distance. However, he will not remove himself beyond the range of sight or the reach of the sound of the voice that calls to him for help. The Paraclete came to abide forever. Therefore, anything that causes him to withdraw is surely the work of the one with whom he came to abide. And even when he withdraws the sense of his presence, he does not withdraw his mercies, compassion, dealings, or responsibilities to care for, help, and comfort. There are those that can tell of the coming of the Paraclete into their lives, but relate it only as an experience that is past and gone. They can tell how they received this wonderful gift from the Father as he manifested his incoming by the miracle of his manifested presence. But they confess that the glory, joy, blessings, and ministry of the Paraclete disappeared from their lives long ago. They testify of that one great time and experience in their lives, but admit that a sad, gradual decline has taken place. It is as though they had come down from a mountain peak into a deep valley. They sadly tell how they walk in a path that winds ever downward into sadness, sorrow, and helplessness. Such ones live in the dry and barren wilderness of spiritual loneliness without the Comforter. They make a lonely, futile attempt to live a Christian life without the presence of the Divine Helper.